All right, Adam, we're going to do a deep dive on the nature of happiness and how screwed up we are in this country.
Yes, it would behoove you to share these thoughts with people.
Yeah, because we're dedicated to the pursuit of happiness. We've lost track of what that even means anymore.
Yeah, well, we pursue it like we're going after soft swirl ice cream or something. Like, I want ice cream. Yeah. That would make me happy. Right. People don't really understand the path to that.
We'll get into it. Also, we're going to get into Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch 100-plus TV channels, thousands of movies on demand, and it's all completely free. Pluto, you just go to the App Store, you download the app, and up comes the scroll. It's incredible. 100-plus TV channels, thousands of movies. Pluto never asks for a credit card. They don't even need you to sign up to watch for free. It's just downloading the app, and boom, it's on your phone or your Amazon Fire TV or Apple TV, wherever you put it. It's easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. And did I say it's free? It's free, so you should not be waiting another second. Why do you wait? Never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices right now, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs of all type, PlayStation, anywhere else you stream. You should be putting that Pluto TV so you can watch all those channels, thousands of movies for free. Check out Chassis Channel as well. See some of the Corolla documentaries there at 585 on Pluto TV.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The holidays are around the corner. It's time to drink too much, eat too much, and fight about Trump at the dinner table. Luckily, we've got just what you need to make the most of this most wonderful time of the year. Introducing the Corolla Christmas Stocking. The custom embroidered stocking is adorned with the hand-knit word, acehole, sewed on by talented elves and or children from the Orient. What's inside? Glad you asked. With your purchase of the Corolla Christmas Stocking, you'll get an ACS Nativity Scene t-shirt featuring Max Apata as Baby Jesus and Adam as Mother Mary, a custom Happy Birthday Jesus ornament, 4 Corolla Drinks wine glasses, plus 2 bottles of your choice, all for only $99. And for those who want to go big for the holiday season, you can also purchase the Stocking Scrapbook Combo for only $175. Get the stocking and the 10 years of ACS scrapbook, signed by the entire network for the ultimate Corolla fan in your life. So get to CorollaDrinks.com today and get ready. The holidays are coming.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a church, but get on Monday. Get it. Ooh. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. Love that about you. Dr. Drew's over there. I'm over here. He's a doctor with specialist. I'm out, man.
About some flooring. That's about it.
I want to thank manscaped.com, lifelock.com, and Pluto.tv as well. All right, Drew, we're talking about happiness.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if we want to take this call first.
Okay.
Because this will dovetail into some of that happiness conversation.
All right. Tyson, 33s. Where is that, Zach?
San Luis.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. Yeah, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, guys. You were just here, Adam. I saw you and met you, and you were awesome.
What night?
Coming out the Wise Guys?
What show did you go to?
He sort of talks the way you open the show. Is it? Is that Wise Guys? Is that it?
Which show did you go to, Tyson?
Wise Guys.
The late night Saturday show.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like 8 o'clock.
You went to the 8 o'clock show on Saturday.
Yep.
The early show.
The late night show?
Sorry. The earlier one.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
The earlier one at 10.
I feel like information is difficult to come by these days. And I don't think it's me. People don't answer.
No.
Questions correctly.
They don't listen. It starts with the first part.
I got to tell you, smart people. It's so funny. I just spent the whole afternoon with a bunch of smart guys, and smart guys don't let you get away with
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like Nick Santora is a smart guy, and he said, and he's a lawyer or former lawyer, and he said the 24-hour war that's on Netflix. I said, yeah. He said, did they make you whole? Did they pay you enough to pay for the for it? And I said, well, they paid us a little bit, but we'd sold it initially to, I don't know, Amazon. And they had made us whole, and then we sold it to Netflix, and they paid us
a little more.
They paid us a little more. But and then he paused and he went, so to answer the question, Netflix did not make you whole on it. And I was like, yeah. I mean, I did answer the question. He wanted an answer.
From Netflix, yeah.
Or so, whatever. I just realized smart people are precise.
Oh, yeah.
And they want answers. Oh, and yeah. I'm fine with that. And then many other people have.
Well, how many times have you heard me say
weird difficulty?
When I go, is there alcoholism in your family?
No.
Well, the grandpa was an alcoholic,
right.
And his son and all the brothers, they're all alcoholic, but they're in recovery now. It's like, no, that wasn't my question.
I know.
Is there alcoholism in the family?
Tyson, so you went to the 8 o'clock show, which would have been the 7:30 show, the early show on Saturday.
Correct.
Thank you. And I'm glad you had a good time. And I came out and said hi to you afterward.
Oh, I went and said hi to you. I just did like the meet and greet.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I'm glad you had a good time. Thanks. You have a question?
Yeah, it's just something I've always wanted to ask you guys just since I've been listening to you for so long, but I've just been smoking pot since I've been 16 consistently. Like I started when I was 14, but it's been like every day since 16 years old. I used to just get in a lot of trouble fighting, arguing with my mom and everything, and I found that helped. So that's kind of the short, I guess, summary as to why. And I tried to get off of it too at 16, like taking Zoloft made me feel kind of weird at the time, and I hated it. So it's just been a good alternative.
Yeah, that will not help with pot withdrawal. But go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So, and that was when I was 16 when they were trying to help me with those anger and issues since I was getting in trouble at school, and I just went off that, found pot, made me nicer, is what people told me, and since then I've just used it every day, and I'm that
Tyson, hold on a second. That is one of the things you've always said about pot, right? Remember, we used to always go, we'd rather run into a guy on Stoner than the guy hopped up on Budweiser in the alley. So.
Right. Okay. So now you'd like to get off it.
Yep. I'm not every, I wake up, I do it. I know you talk about that, Adam. It's just kind of like, that's the weird thing about people that smoke pot. They can do it while they're at work, And it's just sort of
some people
that thing. Yeah.
So what you want to stop. So have you reached out for any help with this?
No, that's where I'm at, to be honest with you. I know like an AA meeting or something, or NA or MA, whatever, but I don't know how to even access that or if that's the right track.
Yeah, Marijuana Anonymous. The reason that's so helpful is because everyone you talk to will go, oh, heroin's not addictive. I smoke all that. And yeah, for most people it isn't, but for some people it's really bad, really rough. And opiates aren't addictive for everybody either, but for some people it gets to be a problem.
Are people still hanging on to this physically addicted thing? I always thought it always sounded like bullshit to me.
Things are either addictive or they're not.
Well, yeah, but remember, people still hang on to this, but it's not physically addictive. It's like, okay, but you can't quit.
Right.
So
therefore, we know it's a brain problem. Therefore, it is physical, and we know exactly where it's happening in the brain and everything about
it. Well, what's the difference if you can't quit? If you can't quit, then you can't quit.
Exactly,
it doesn't matter what it is.
Exactly what I said.
I don't know. What is
it? Just so happens that we know when people can't stop doing something, we know a good deal about that biology. It's a very specific thing. But whatever your cause of not being able to stop, we can help. So the great thing about MA is you'll find everybody there has your story, which is very reassuring. And they can share with you how they were able to stop and who's helped them. And the withdrawal can be really tough for some people. The sleeplessness is the main thing, and that sleeplessness can go for 6 months. The first 2 weeks can be a lot of paranoia and irritability, a lot. And there are treatments for it, but you need to be with a physician that really knows how to treat it or just go through it with a lot of support from people in the program. And the good thing about the program is they're available 24/7, you know, and you need a lot of support to get through this. It's really tough for some people. How long have you made it so far?
I've never gone past 5 days.
Yeah.
Since I was 16, I'm 33.
It gets rough. It gets rough, man. There are treatments. There are things that can help.
I can't sleep. I get super irritable. People around me hate me. I have a son now, and that's kind of what's caused it. Is I've gotten into just alcohol when I don't smoke.
You'll feel a lot better when you get off it. You do. We see people really improve. Their moods improve. Their everything gets better. But it's hard.
So MA.
Yeah, go to or NA or any other 12-step program where people – but MA is particularly empowering because you'll be in a room with 12 Tysons. I mean they'll all go, oh, yeah, that's exactly – and here's how I dealt with it. Here's who's helped me, and you can get resources locally there. And you're in Salt Lake City. Cirque Lodge is right down the street there. Cirque Lodge is a great treatment program. There's a lot of recovering people in that area, and you might want to just look on the website for Cirque Lodge.
Salt Lake City is beautiful.
Oh, my God.
I got some weird – rules about alcohol.
You feel like you could eat off the street there.
They just loosened them up a little.
I know. They went from a 4 to 5.
The alcohol limit.
A weird time of year. It's such a weird – everything's a ritual. It's just a weird thing. It'll be stuff we make fun of. It'll go down historically like two drinking fountains or something. Yeah. Like it'll just be stuff that history won't be kind to.
Well, the history of the original settlers, big group of alcoholics settled in that area. And the lore that I have heard is that it was the wives that said, hey, your new religion, great, but you better put this in there. We're not going to sign off because you dudes got to stop this.
I know.
And I treat lots of descendants of the original population.
They have
bad genetic burden.
You know, it's pretty interesting is what I noticed. I'm not surprised by this, but what I always find is half the populace are Mormon and the other half have aggressive tattoos and piercings and nutty. They're letting their freak flag fly.
It's weird, isn't it?
That's what kind of stuff creates. It pushes people one way or the other.
I just look at the party that the kidnapper of Elizabeth Smart took her to when they pulled her out of the woods and took her to a party. It was a bunch of maniacs. And none of them paid any attention to the girl in the white robes that, you know, wouldn't speak.
I got to tell you, one of the great states that I've always been in is never feeling burdened to prove something one direction or another direction. You know, like I'm being squashed by this religious and I'm going to now get a stud in my tongue so I can show people that I'm not involved with, like, or this weird sort of.
Hang on a second. Now think about it. In the 70s, when we were growing up, there was a lot of that, you're not the boss of me, man. There was a lot of anti, but it was not writ on your body.
Right.
In any way. But we must have been affected by that because there was a lot of that.
Oh, I remember, you know, thinking about the man and you know, wanting to push back against the man, but it never
You and Ray were filling yourselves up at the jacuzzi, practically at the club for the fat cats.
I didn't really look at that as pushing against the man.
But in retrospect,
we broke into the Mulholland Club because we didn't have a jacuzzi. No one I knew owned a jacuzzi.
But you didn't stop there.
Well,
you went full enema.
We need entertainment. You got to entertain. I'm a showman.
That's right.
We're show people. All right. Let me tell you about something I could have used back then. Manscaped. It would have been much better if I'd been shorn before I got into that jacuzzi.
Yeah. Ladies were impressed.
The Drew Show comes from Manscaped, the best in men's below the belt grooming. Precision engineered tools for the family jewels. 'Tis the season of Manscaped. Great gift. Perfect package 2.0 comes with the lawnmower 2.0 electric trimmer, waterproof for the shower. So maybe even the jacuzzi. I don't know.
They need to come up with a whole line.
Technology won't nick or snag the nutsacks, man. And like I said, waterproof, so you can go out and go in the shower and use it. Also includes
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Also includes
crop preserver, anti-chafing ball deodorant, and moisturizer, and a pair of Manscaped high-performance anti-chafing boxers as well. Boxer briefs. So it keeps the junk fresh all day. Get the 20% off plus free shipping. Use the code ADS, manscaped.com. Right, Matt?
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code ADS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code ADS. Clean up your nuts. Make Santa proud this year.
All right. So
we were
happiness.
We were supposed to talk about default settings and happiness and giving back and that kind of thing. And when Scott Adams was here on your show, I discussed this with him very briefly in passing, and I don't know why I felt compelled to discuss it with him, but I was saying to him, you know, I've got this very strange – not strange. I've got this distinct impulse that, you know, I have all this life experience. I've seen just everything clinically.
Yeah.
And I don't particularly want to run a program again, and I don't want all the responsibilities, but I want to give this back in some way. I want to use it. It's kind of why I'm doing lots of shows with callers and questions and things. I just want to just give it out.
Yeah.
And that feels good.
Yeah.
And this idea – goes all the way – people have maybe heard me talk about this before, but it goes all the way back to Aristotle. He wrote a lot of – in his Nicomachean Ethics, he wrote a lot about, you know, what's the purpose of human life? What is it? And he decided that the purpose was something he called eudaimonia. And of course, you know, English-speaking sort of translators translated that as happiness. But in more recent years, they've reconsidered that as probably not the right idea, and that happiness is far too narrow an idea. And here in this country, pursuit of happiness, that's all we're about, right? We don't even know what we're talking about.
Well, what we're pursuing is misery in this country as I read it now. I mean, every article in the Los Angeles Times or the New York Times is, you know, women aren't having children because of the imminent danger of climate change and blah, 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 blah. It's just like it's nothing but it's a pursuit of misery. Mm-hmm. Look, everybody, you can read a person or a country any direction you want to read it. Mm-hmm. You want to read this country as great and wonderful, you can read it as great and wonderful. You want to read it as oppressive and racist and climate change, well, you can read it that way. You have a choice every day. What I would suggest is read it as wonderful and simultaneously recycle.
Right.
That's kind of my thing. It's like
Positive psychology.
You get to be happy, and it's good for the environment.
And again, happy, you know, we think of it as kind of Yahoo or some sort of freedom or something. But the reality is it's probably something more Aristotle was talking about, which is flourishing and leading a good life. It's more nourishing, living a certain kind of existence.
Yeah.
And he identified being of service to other people. And, you know, for instance, I mean, Jesus Christ, was he happy the way we think of happy, or did he lead a good life?
Mm-hmm.
He led a good life, right? And not all of it was happy in the sense of hedonic happiness. We weren't yahooing,
right?
But that this is the part that people miss. So people are like, oh yeah, yeah, I want to help the homeless. I want to go to a soup kitchen. Blah, 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 blah. But Aristotle was very clear about this, and I think this is the piece that we all miss here. We miss the benefits of giving back on a regular basis and being of service, and we completely miss what's necessary to be able to really make a difference for people. And Aristotle spelled this out. He said they need phronesis, which is translated as wisdom, and techne, which is a skill.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a skill and some experience, well, now you can really give something back to people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've been experiencing a lot lately.
Yeah.
That feeling. I wanted to give that back in addition to choking on my spit.
You know, it's interesting because I've always it's funny. I said to Nick Santora the other day, he was sitting around and he was talking about researching this and researching that, working on basically California exit strategy. And Nick is an insanely thorough man. And he's very meticulous. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes him a really good writer. Mm. You know. And we're just sitting around talking, and he said, you know, this state or that state, and he checked it, you know, no income tax and blah, blah, blah. And they was kind of getting into it. And at a certain point, you know, and he said, I think he said, you know, Adam, you make more money than me. You should be blah, 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 blah. And I said, you know what, Nick, whatever you decide, that's what I'll do. Because you're very thorough, you're very smart, and you research everything very well. And if you have spent months researching a subject and draw a conclusion, which is this is the best state to live in for you, then I shall do that.
Do you know where he's heading? What guy, is there a list, a short list?
No, I can't even remember what it was.
Tennessee, Texas, Arizona, Nevada.
No, it may be even more like a New Hampshire type place or something.
Oh, my God.
Either way, the point is this. The point is I listen to people who are smart, and I don't listen to people that are dumb. People have no idea who to listen to and who not to listen to.
Well, that's interesting.
I have had it happen a bunch of times where it's like, meaning if people, some people rub people the wrong way, like, you know, like they'll say, like I've had people go, like, ah, oh, Mike August, you know, fuck that guy. What's he know? You know, it's like, well, he has a master's in business and he was an attorney and he worked for William Morris for 15 years. So he knows something.
Yeah.
I don't, he doesn't have to tell you what to have for dinner tonight, but if he's talking about business, you might want to listen to what he has to say. You may know something. I may know something. Drew knows something. I don't get why for some people it's a well that they can never stop drinking from. Well, and for others, it's like they poison it, they shit in it, and they walk away from it.
Well, experts are, you know, experts or advisors are sort of looked at as meaningless because, well, they're basing their ideas on things that were, you know, probably researched by white men from the past, old white men, and who cares what they think? Nothing's valid comes out of their mouth.
Look, you know, it's funny because my instinct is that of Aristotle, which is I try to share my opinion with everybody all the time. And oftentimes it is taken as, why are you trying to tell me what to do?
Yeah.
Which is a weird, it's an interesting concept. It's usually done by people that aren't getting very much done. So I don't know why they wouldn't consider the source or what is behind the calories spent.
Maybe that's
exploring
the,
something.
You were
with
talking
you.
About a set point, you know, with that gentleman yesterday we were talking to who was depressed. And there is something called a hedonic set point. Like you have your sort of average happy spot that your biology sets you at or your life circumstance sets you up. But there also may be other set points, right? And so by you challenging their set points, they don't want to hear it because it's how they maintain.
I think there's a lot of people that are like, I'll ask you if I want something, but don't tell me. And I'm like, why can't I tell you? Why isn't that – what's the difference?
Valid, yeah.
And why isn't it valid? And by the way, maybe it's a little more valid if I'm just telling you this thing. It's interesting.
And by the way, are you saying take it as you will?
Or
you-
I have, on a very basic level, I will have Olga make Hungarian food. And then Olga will say to me, how did it turn out? And I will say, it was good. It was a little bit salty. Mm. And because the sauerkraut is very salty, and sometimes you should rinse it very well. Because otherwise you add it
brine.
And then you put the more salt and then it gets a little salty.
Yeah.
Inevitably, Lynette will hear this and go, oh, leave her alone.
Whoa.
You know, and I go, no, she made a good, you know, chicken paprikash or whatever. I want her to make a great one.
Yeah.
And she wants to know how to get from good to great. I'm telling her it was good. But if you're going to do it again, rinse the sauerkraut. It's like, oh, it's always a. You know,
you're always unhappy, Adam.
Always, whatever.
Always
and I'm like,
with you.
I'm trying to get a better product. And if you're okay with that, and Olga is okay with that because Olga wants a better product too. Now, I don't know why so many people take that in such a threatening way, but it is
weird, I think.
You know what it is? I have a lifetime of being coached and told you're doing it wrong, fix your stance.
fix this, fix that. It's all football does is tell you, you're doing it wrong, fix this, fix that. All improv class does is doing it wrong, fix this, fix that. Mm. Like you do an improv class and they'd go, you'd come walking out on stage and go, hey, what's your name? And they'd yell from the theater, stop, leave, come back, no questions. You know this person, you have a relationship. Re-enter, here we go. You wouldn't go, hey, you're not the boss of me. It's like, oh, okay, screw that up. I'm going to go back and start that again. Mm-hmm. You'd go walk in again, and you'd go, I know you. We went to high school together. And they'd yell, stop. What are you bringing to the party? You're just walking in with your hands in your pockets? Be holding something. Make some space work. Show up with something. You're showing up. Here we go. Do it again. Go leave. Go do it again. Never took it personally. Assumed I didn't know how to do the technique of improv.
You're trying to
I wanted
help
to learn.
You.
Cynthia Seghetti would yell from the back of the theater, shut, turn around, get off, do it again. And I felt like that's because she wanted me to be better at improv. She's doing her job. All right.
Hey, speaking of remaining vigilant, LifeLock wants to remind everyone, be vigilant, take precautions this upcoming Black Friday. Cyber criminals are trying to exploit the retail feeding frenzy. Be aware of holiday scams, malicious cyber campaigns when browsing or shopping online. It's all over. That's why you need something like LifeLock. It's important to understand how cybercrime is affecting our lives. Identity theft, another serious issue. We love the convenience. We're going to do it this Black Friday. Cybercrimes are out there. Identity thefts are out there. Someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds. You can miss certain identity threats if you're only monitoring your credit, of course. Good thing there is LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats. For instance, your social security number for sale on the dark web. Good thing there's LifeLock, right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats that you might miss on your own. Until December 8th, join and get a special discount. Save 30% or more off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code ADAM for 30% off or more.
Hey, Ryan. 38, Minneapolis.
Hey, Adam. This is Ryan from Minneapolis.
Hey.
You had the guy from, I believe it was 5-Hour Energy on a few years ago talking about saltwater desalinization, right?
Yeah, all I remember from that conversation, that's Manoj
Bagarov.
Bagarov, super smart guy. All I remember from that conversation is me going, why don't we have nuclear power plants? And he's going, well, it would be effective, but it's not popular. And
we got to get on this.
This is 5 years ago, and he'd go, well, of course it would work, but no one will do it because it's not popular. And I kept saying to him, so what? So what? Who cares what you're, by the way, my mom gets a vote on this thing. It's because it's idiots like my mom who are saying no nukes, who don't, these people are idiots. They have no thoughts. Why are we listening to them?
The fourth generation plants are just pristine.
I'm kind of like, why are we listening to dumb people? And he's like, if it's not popular, that's a real thing.
Then we need to change that.
Well,
because
okay.
That's insane.
But anyway, that's all I remember from that conversation. Well, what we're talking
right,
about. Yes.
With the second part is, I mean, saltwater desalinization and all the wildfires in California. What about all these lakes and streams and rivers that are ultra low levels? Wouldn't that help to have the extra water resources available to fight these wildfires?
So you're saying do saltwater desalinization for...
to refill the dried up lakes, the streams that are at record low levels.
He was talking about, Gary's reminding me, putting like boats, units offshore that could do it, you know, mobile units and pump it in. Look, it all sounds wonderful, but we can't do anything in California.
Just seems too logical.
It's all
anything that helps the populace. No,
we don't do no. We don't do that. We have a Democratic supermajority, and they just don't do anything.
I would think, everything. Well, is, they do.
Well, they're worried about straws and and shoot up shelter shacks for the homeless, and everything is way too regulated and way too expensive, and they can't even get out of their own way, and it's just. It's just a mess. We couldn't build anything or do anything. We don't have an airport that works.
Somebody was trying to get me to run for mayor, and I was thinking, God, if I'm running for mayor, the first thing I would do, go, all right, getting rid of this homeless thing, doing it now. Second thing, I would go, hey, we've been the transportation leader of the world. We're going to innovate. We're going in the air. Going up. That's it. Leaping over all this
nonsense. Could we at least have a traffic czar in a city with the worst traffic? I mean, if you want to know L.A., L.A. has the worst traffic in the world, and we do not have a traffic czar. Orange County has a traffic czar, and I can't remember where in Canada had one, too, like Montreal or something had, or Vancouver has a traffic czar. We do not have somebody appointed to traffic.
You understand.
I know. They don't want it fixed.
They want the opposite. They want to force you out of your vehicle and give you they want traffic diets. They want lane diets.
It's becoming apparent to me that this is the issue. Yeah. My problem, however, was I couldn't get from my house to the Burbank AMC where the movie was playing on a Saturday because of all the traffic and all the freeway being shut down and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And look, if there's a monorail station I can walk to, then I'd be more than happy to do that.
Yes.
But there is none.
They don't give you the alternative.
Montreal has a traffic czar. Irvine. Only Irvine has a traffic
czar. I played a little game with whoever I'm driving with in or out of Orange County. I just go, when do you think we hit the LA County line? Tell me when you think we're there.
Oh, if you're driving down the 5, I take video of it. It's very humorous.
Oh, my God. It just turns to crap the second you pass over.
Yeah. Not sure why.
And it's next door to Los Angeles. It's not some foreign land that we are in no association with. It's contiguous with Los Angeles. One side, utopia. The other side, asshole.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. It's awesome. I know there are things to compare it to. Look, you go down the five, you keep going down the 5, head into Adam Schiff's territory there in Sunland and Sun Valley, it turns to shit immediately. Literally the road. It's not just what's beside the road. Yeah. There are
the road itself.
And it's funny, I like their little signs like all the equipment, all the materials for the construction that never ends is tagged before it goes up. The I-beams and stuff have been tagged by the gangbangers before they go up. The freeway, the craziest thing is the freeway ramp that they're building. You know, they do 10 feet every 2 months. It gets tagged as they go.
Yeah.
When you look at a picture of it, in your mind's eye, you think they are demoing an old freeway ramp. Yep. You think they're going that direction.
They must be, right?
Because of all the graffiti that's on. No, it's the other direction. They're going the other direction. They just tag it as they go. It's awesome.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. Speaking of incredible, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch 100-plus TV channels, thousands of movies on demand. It's all completely free with Pluto TV. No credit card, no sign up, no nothing. You just download the app and boom. Wherever you download it, you will see suddenly this menu, a streaming menu of hundreds of TV channels, thousands of movies, just like you're used to seeing on your satellite, only more. It's easy. It is completely legal. It's a great way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. Did I say for free? What are you waiting for? You're all complaining about the cost. You have now all these different panels. It's getting confusing. Nope, not no more. Never pay for TV again. Don't pay for any of those platforms. Just get yourself the Pluto TV, and you can download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices right now, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Smart TV, PlayStations, anywhere you stream. You put that Pluto TV, and don't forget to check out the Corolla Chassis channel at 585. You can see some of the docs up there. Do it. You will not be unhappy. You'll be as astonished as I have been. It is Pluto TV.
All right, go to AdamCarolla.com because I'm coming to Reno December 7th and doing a show there, Virginia Street Brew House. And then Oxnard Levity Live December 13th and 14th as well. Go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. Go to Chassis, 2 S's and a Y, Chassy. Lots of movies now available. We got 24-Hour War up there, okay. And we got Shelby American. I got that new doc up there. Boy, talking about a different time.
Yes.
Right. You know where Shelby started?
No.
Where he started his business?
No.
Venice, California.
I think it was down there somewhere.
Can you imagine coming into Venice and trying to open up a shop where you're just like painting cars and importing cars from England and getting the engines from Detroit. You mentioned it'd be 10 years of regulation before you even started. You'd quit.
Yeah.
You never even do right? Could you do it?
No.
Well,
plus how would you like clear the way to get your cars in and out
for all the homeless?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. But Shelby started in Venice, California, back in California, where if you had an idea, Shelby's from where, Drew?
Not California.
Where do you think he's from?
Ohio.
Texas.
Texas.
So what direction were the Texans going in the 60s? They were heading to Venice Beach.
No.
Now, where's California going?
Texas.
Well, why? Anyone ask that question? Why Shelby came from Texas?
Well, because the weather and the business opportunities are so much. No. This has turned into a shithole.
It's ironic that he is from Texas and came here to sort of hang a shingle.
The irony is not lost on me. And
no,
yet,
it is not.
It is a devastation that's made a complete change in this this immigration pattern. So anyway, go to drdrew.com. It's all there at After Dark. Ask Dr. Drew. Check it out. And also drdrew.tv to be part of the blast when we start taking questions live. Check them both out, please.
So until next time, I'm Prophet Dr. Drew. Say mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 channels and thousands of movies on demand, completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is easy. It's completely legal. And it's the best way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. You never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. Not sure what you're waiting for. You can be rolling in a matter of moments. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices. Do it today, including your phone and Roku and Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, and anywhere else you stream. And also, don't forget about my channel, Chassis, Chassy, Chassis Channel. Number 501, it is the best. It is Pluto TV.